Special Master Judge David Bershelman's report will be delivered to the Texas Ethics Commission as an opinion on how the case should be resolved. In its 16 pages, Bershelman says Judge Keller's conduct was, quote, not exemplary, and her actions did not help the situation, but that the majority of the problems that led to the scheduled execution of Michael Wayne Richard were created by Richard's lawyers, and that Keller should not be removed from office or face further reprimand, quote, beyond the public humiliation she has surely suffered. The Texas Civil Rights Project's Jim Harrington doesn't get that logic.
I mean, when you get arrested, for example, for criminal activity, and that's very embarrassing, and to say, well, we'll actually let it go because you've been embarrassed enough. And here you have the situation where you have the highest criminal court judge in Texas acting the way that she did, and then the judge saying, well, she suffered enough, and we don't have to make an example of her.
Keller released a statement through her lawyer, Chip Babcock, saying she is gratified with the decision that finds she did not violate any written or unwritten rules. But Babcock says Keller is ready to improve her own performance.
Judge Keller is taking to heart the advice from Judge Bershelman that she should strive to be more collegial with her colleagues on the Court of Criminal Appeals, and that the court's internal communications should improve.
Babcock expects the Ethics Commission to dismiss the charges. Jim Harrington at the Texas Civil Rights Project thinks there could be an appeal, and the case could end up before the state Supreme Court. For KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.